Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Machine Learning Models for Credit Scoring. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques for Financial Decision Making in the AI for Accounting and Finance, a Product Leader's Guide course. In this lesson, we'll explore the role of machine learning in enhancing credit risk assessment, the types of models used in this domain, and the ethical considerations and challenges associated with their implementation. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand how machine learning models can improve credit scoring processes, identify different types of machine learning models, and recognize the ethical implications of using these technologies in financial decision-making. Main content. Introduction to machine learning in credit scoring. Machine learning, ML, has transformed various sectors, and the financial industry is no exception. In credit scoring, machine learning enables organizations to analyze vast amounts of data to assess the creditworthiness of individuals more accurately. Traditional credit scoring methods often rely on a limited set of criteria, such as credit history and income, which can overlook other vital factors. By employing machine learning algorithms, financial institutions can incorporate diverse data sources, including social media activity, transaction history, and even behavioral data. The power of machine learning lies in its ability to identify patterns and relationships within data that might not be immediately apparent to human analysts. This results in more nuanced assessments of a borrower's risk profile, potentially leading to better lending decisions. For instance, a machine learning model can highlight individuals who may be reliable borrowers despite having limited credit histories. This flexibility allows financial institutions to adapt their lending criteria, thus catering to a broader range of borrowers, including those who might have been previously overlooked. Types of models used. There are several types of machine learning models that can be utilized for credit scoring. The most common include logistic regression. This is a statistical model that predicts binary outcomes, such as whether a borrower will default or not. It is relatively simple and interpretable, making it a popular choice for initial credit scoring models. Decision trees. This model uses a tree-like structure to make decisions based on various criteria. It breaks down the data into smaller segments, making it easier to understand how different attributes contribute to credit risk. Random forests, an extension of decision trees. Random forests combine multiple decision trees to enhance prediction accuracy and reduce overfitting. This ensemble approach leads to more robust models, capable of providing reliable predictions even in complex scenarios. Neural networks. These models mimic the way the human brain works, processing data through interconnected nodes. They are particularly powerful for recognizing complex patterns in large datasets but can be challenging to interpret. Their ability to learn from vast amounts of data allows for more sophisticated risk assessments. Support vector machines. SVMs are effective for classification tasks, separating data points into different categories based on their attributes. They can handle high-dimensional data, which is beneficial in credit scoring applications, allowing for more detailed analyses of borrower profiles. Each of these models has its advantages and disadvantages. For example, while logistic regression is straightforward and interpretable, neural networks can yield higher accuracy but at the cost of transparency. Choosing the right model often depends on the specific requirements of the financial institution, such as the need for interpretability versus predictive power. Additionally, the choice of model can also influence the regulatory compliance of lending practices, as different models may be scrutinized differently by regulatory bodies. Ethical considerations and challenges. As machine learning becomes more integrated into credit scoring, it brings about significant ethical considerations. One major concern is bias in data. If the data used to train models reflects historical biases, the machine learning algorithms may perpetuate or even exacerbate these biases. For example, if certain demographic groups have been historically underserved by financial institutions, models trained on past data might unfairly penalize individuals from those groups, leading to inequitable lending practices. Additionally, there is the challenge of transparency. Machine learning models, especially complex ones like neural networks, can function as black boxes, making it difficult for stakeholders to understand how decisions are made. This lack of transparency can lead to distrust among consumers and regulatory scrutiny. Financial institutions must strive to develop models that not only perform well but also offer insights into their decision-making processes to foster trust. Finally, the issue of data privacy is paramount. Organizations must ensure that they are collecting and using data ethically, with proper consent from individuals. Stringent measures must be in place to protect sensitive information from breaches and misuse. Compliance with regulations such as GDPR or CCPA should be a priority for financial institutions to maintain consumer trust and avoid legal repercussions. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored the integration of machine learning in credit scoring, the various types of models available, and the ethical challenges that arise from their use. Understanding these concepts is crucial for leveraging machine learning effectively and responsibly in financial decision-making. As you move forward in this course, consider the implications of these technologies on both business practices and society as a whole. Reflection questions: how can the use of machine learning in credit scoring improve lending decisions for underserved populations? What steps can organizations take to ensure their machine learning models are free from bias? Why is it important to maintain transparency in machine learning models used for financial decision-making?